Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Find that on the radio. You'll turn to that station.
Showtime. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Ready.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Jeff Lutz.
Honestly, I'm not saying you shouldn't be, but you sound like you know some kind of trick.
You're funny.
And Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
Here it is. This is what I'm thinking right now.
What are you people? On dope?
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Don't take drugs.
Stand by for action.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Bob and Jeff. Bob is out today. I'll be out tomorrow. Jason Duda will be all over this show for the rest of the week, except Thursday for some reason. Why are you out Thursday?
I don't know.
Just weren't asked?
I guess. I'm good.
You're okay?
I'm fine not coming in Thursday. It's okay.
I was looking at some of these like weird conference matchups.
In what? What
are we talking? College football. But they're not always that weird this week. I think I saw one, Cal was playing somebody, maybe in basketball or something later on. Cal Wake Forest, that's an ACC matchup. That doesn't make any sense.
That's, well, yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Iowa UCLA, we have that game this week.
Okay.
That is a Big Ten game. Minnesota versus Rutgers.
Okay.
That's a Big Ten game. It's just very odd.
I can't keep track of where all these teams are anymore.
It's hard to keep track of it.
Like, how many teams are in the Big Ten and SEC? Like, 80?
18, I think, for both.
Doesn't that seem a little much?
Maryland and Oregon play this week in the Big Ten. Jason.
No, Maryland and Oregon are not in the same conference.
That makes no sense.
They're not in the same conference.
They're literally at opposite ends of the United States of America.
But they're in the same conference.
Isn't that crazy?
That doesn't make any sense.
Maryland was in the ACC 5 years ago or whatever. Oregon was in the Pac-12 last year. Now, here they are, going to meet at Autzen Stadium in Eugene, Oregon, for a Big Ten tilt.
And I wouldn't say it's a big tilt.
It's a Big Ten tilt.
Oregon might win that by 40.
Oregon is going to win that game. Well, they're favored by 25.
Well, I was a little off. But they'll win by 40.
Central Florida, Arizona State.
Who's that?
Traditional
what conference
big,
is that?
Big 12 matchup. But then you have some that makes sense. But still, like Oklahoma, Missouri, that's fun. But that's not an SEC game. That's a Big 8 game.
It's not an SEC game.
No, it's not. It's Washington not. And Penn State play this week.
Pac-12 game.
It's no.
Oh, there's no Pac-12. Pac-10. Pac-17.
Penn State's in the pack? Penn State's not in the pack. They're nowhere near the pack.
Sarcasm, Jeff. Sarcasm.
And then you have BYU Utah, which makes perfect sense.
That makes sense.
As a game. But not in the Big 12.
No, they're not in the Big 12.
Maybe in the Mountain West.
Well, that's where they play.
That's their conference.
Isn't it? It's, or did they change too?
That's a good question. It boggles the mind.
Just seems like it's gotten out of hand. Hasn't it? Well, like, didn't you enjoy it 6-7 years ago when you knew SEC, Big 12? You knew all the teams that where they're at. Now I have to double check to make sure what conference they're in.
Next week, Nebraska, USC. In a Big 10 game.
No, Nebraska was a Big 12 team, weren't they?
They sure were.
Wasn't the USC in a different conference too?
Yeah. Believe it or not, they were. So it's just strange. And then you have our friend Mike Gundy.
Your boy.
Oh, my God.
Your favorite guy in the world.
I love seeing this guy lose. Is that bad?
Well, I mean, kind of, but for you, because you've not liked the guy ever.
He's just not a nice person.
You don't think so?
No, he's never been. What name?
Or
one
just
thing,
when he comes off on press conferences and stuff.
Name one thing.
Have you ever met him
publicly? Done that's like, oh, okay, that's a stand-up guy right there, Mike Gundy. Well, no, it's always he's popping off. He's yelling at somebody. He's getting involved in stuff. That's ugh. He's never been. Man, I really like Mike Gundy. Who likes Mike Gundy? Who likes him?
I don't know. I don't know anybody that likes him.
I don't either.
Somebody call and tell us if you like Mike Gundy.
What's there to like about Mike Gundy other than he goes 9-4 every year and gets you to the Holiday Bowl? But after 2 decades, I'd be tired of that.
You were tired of it a long time ago.
Mike Hargrove with the then Cleveland Indians got the Guardians to the World Series in 95 and 97. By the year 2000, he was gone, even though they were still going to the playoffs. You know why?
Tell me.
Because for some reason, Cleveland had standards of winning the whole thing.
No.
Once somebody proves over the course of 20 years that they're not going to take you to the promised land,
okay,
do you just keep him around and keep going 9-4? Or maybe at some point do you say, thanks for your service. You've actually done us a favor here by making this job more prestigious. Unfortunately, its prestige does not match your capabilities, so you're gone, and we're going to find somebody better. Wouldn't that make sense?
So do you think after this year Mike Gundy's gone? They're 0-6 in the conference.
I know.
0-6.
And he's calling Oklahoma their fans State failures. They're not taking care of their family. They're not taking care of their job. But they have an obligation to speak out and complain about others because it makes them feel better. No, it makes them feel worse. Trust me, as someone who's been there. Maybe vented a little too much about their favorite team. Doesn't make you feel good. Makes you feel like crap because you suck, and I want to root for a team that's good.
Well, and there you have it. Right there.
Right?
Yeah, I agree.
These fans don't feel better about you being 0-6 by pointing out that you're 0-6.
Probably not.
It makes them feel like garbage. And they want you to also feel like garbage. Instead of, oh, we'll figure it out because we'll get back to eight or nine wins next year and we'll bring you guys to the Holiday Bowl every year. Is that what I want? I'm surprised they've put up with him for this long.
Why have they then?
I don't know.
Why have they?
I can't answer that question.
If there's any time to get rid of him after a season, it's got to be this
year. It's got to be this year.
It has to be this
because
year.
Because you had big designs, big plans. Your arch rival, I guess, a team that's owned you for decades, left the conference. Another perennial favorite type in the conference also left. It was set up for Oklahoma State.
It was. Well, they were picked to be one of the better
right.
teams in the.
And what happened instead?
Well, they beat South Dakota State. Then they beat Arkansas.
Hey,
that's a good win.
Good for them.
And then they beat Tulsa, so you're thinking, okay, well, they're going to be good. Then they lose to Utah. K-State.
Who's also terrible.
And then they got pumped by West Virginia.
Embarrassing.
At home. Then they lost at BYU in a close one. lost at Baylor.
I guess.
And then got pumped by Arizona State at home again. And so now they're at TCU. What happens?
They're going to lose.
Home to Texas Tech.
Loss.
At Colorado.
Loss. They have to win all three to be bowl eligible.
They're not winning those three, all three
They're
of those
games. They're
not winning
all three of those games.
Not a chance.
Oh, if they do and they get it, they sneak into the Cheez-It Bowl or something, I'm going to be so angry. That's going to just ruin my year.
I don't think it's
Oklahoma
possible.
State, and it's been a long year. It's already November, right?
Yeah.
I've got some points in this year that I can point to as positives and say, oh, I had a pretty good year. It's been decent. It's been okay.
But if that happens,
it ruins everything.
Oh, boy. Well, since we're talking about it, K-State, home to Arizona State.
I don't know either.
Then they got home to Cincinnati and at Iowa State.
That's a tough schedule
to finish off.
I don't think they're going to beat Iowa State on the road.
They don't play well on the road.
They play pretty bad on the road.
They do. That's why I took Houston in our picks. They just don't play that well. Tulane, they won by a touchdown.
Yeah, did not play very well.
BYU, they lost by 30. And then they squeak one out at Colorado, only by 3. West Virginia, they beat up.
That's a good win.
Yeah. West Virginia, they beat up, and then they lose to Houston. They're on the road. They're not that good.
No, it doesn't make sense because it feels like the style of play that they execute is will travel. They run the ball.
Well, you look at their home wins, and they're beating people up. I mean, UT Martin, you're not going to count that, but Arizona, they won by 26. And then Oklahoma State, they won by 22. Kansas, they snuck that one out. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'm looking at bowl projections. Right now, according to CBS Sports, there would be how many Big 12 teams in the playoff? This can't be updated recently because they have Iowa State at number 4. This was updated 2 days ago?
What?
Oh, because one of the champions has to be the number 4 seed. So they have, but Iowa State's not going to win the Big 12.
I don't think so.
So they have Iowa State and BYU in the playoff.
Iowa State, BYU.
That doesn't.
I can see it, but
they have TCU in the Texas Bowl. They have K-State in the Alamo Bowl against Washington State. Texas Tech in the Pop-Tarts Bowl.
I love the names of these bowl games.
Who doesn't want to watch? As I've said, you can only have a bowl if you can put it in a bowl. Can you put Pop-Tarts in a bowl?
Well, you could.
You can. It's not conventional, but you can do it.
They have those little nugget Pop-Tarts now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That sounds awful.
See? Easy. Pop them in a bowl.
They have Arizona State taking the usual Oklahoma State spot in the Holiday Bowl.
Uh-oh.
So it doesn't look like...
Maybe Oklahoma State can make a trade.
Well, it doesn't look like Oklahoma State's going to be anywhere. Listen to this matchup in the Liberty Bowl. Baylor-Vanderbilt is a projection. How about this one? West Virginia in the Rate Bowl against who? The defending champions of the world, Michigan. What a weird game that is.
That would be a boring game to watch.
I would not watch that one. Those are your Big 12. Well, Central Florida, East Carolina. See, we should. No, just no.
What are we doing?
There's too many
bowl games.
Way too many.
Like, just too many.
And they start on December 14th. We're only 30 some days
from bowl season?
25, 39 days. We're under 40 days from bowl season. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is.
And that'll kick off, of course, in the Camellia Bowl between Toledo and James Madison.
What?
I'm just telling you. Cincinnati-Charlotte in the Armed Forces Bowl, does that one do anything?
No. I don't think any of those bowl games are going to do anything.
None of them.
Let's just be honest.
Would you watch Clemson-Minnesota in the Duke's Mayo Bowl?
No. I wouldn't. Sorry.
Indiana-Missouri in the Citrus?
No. You're not going to find one that's going to get
me. That's non-playoff?
No.
Would you even watch all the playoff games as they stand right now?
Well, I'd probably watch the playoff games.
And here's what
and you're
going to
how many SEC teams are going to be in there? They got like 8 teams in the top 25 right now.
Well, they're going to have 3 or 4.
Okay.
In this projection, they have Georgia, Alabama, Texas, Tennessee. Would you watch Oregon, Boise State?
I would, because I'd want to watch Oregon and I'd want to watch that Genty kid from Boise State.
Somehow they have Oregon at 5. This is one of the stupidest projections I've ever seen.
Oregon's at 5.
Oh, Ohio State at 2. So they think
what?
They think Oregon's going to lose 2 games?
What are you reading this off?
This is off CBS Sports.
Well, who's doing
Jerry
that?
Palm.
Was
who
Palm
has, who
was
has
did
Palmsy
have a, did he have a few cocktails before he put this out?
So, he thinks Oregon's going to lose a regular season game and then lose the Big Ten championship game. But can Ohio State be in it? I don't even know. But they've already beaten Ohio State, so they have the head-to-head. So he thinks Oregon's going to lose 2, but still be the 5. Explain it.
I can't.
You can't explain it. Penn State, Alabama, that's fun.
That should be an interesting
Alabama's
game.
Not going to be in the playoff. Are we sure this was updated November 3rd?
I don't know what you're reading, because it doesn't make any sense to me right
Jared
now.
Jared Palm, bowl expert. We need to call him immediately.
Get him on the phone.
Texas, Tennessee, and then BYU as a 7. But not Big 12 champs against Notre Dame. Now that's fun.
BYU Notre Dame.
The Mormons against the Catholics.
There you have it.
Isn't that what everybody wants to see?
Yeah.
So there you go. And you know who we didn't hear at all in those bowl projections?
Who?
Oklahoma State.
What?
Isn't that fun? Isn't that great?
It's obvious.
Even Jerry Palm.
It's obvious, Jeff.
Jerry Palm has no idea what he's doing. Clearly. So it would make sense that he'd put Oklahoma State in a bowl.
Of course.
But even he was like, that's a bridge too far for me.
Way too far.
I'll have Iowa State winning the Big 12 and Oregon losing twice as the 5 seed, but I can't put Oklahoma State in the playoff.
I can't see that.
I just can't.
Is Indiana in there? Has he got Indiana in there?
No, he's got, I told you, Indiana, Missouri in the Citrus Bowl.
Indiana 9-0?
He's got them losing to Ohio State.
Well, I can see
and
that.
And falling completely out of the college football playoff mix. But Penn State, which lost to Ohio State, remaining in.
So Indiana beats Ohio State. Is Ohio State out? They're going to have 2 losses?
Don't they kind of have to be?
You would think, because you got to put Oregon in there, Indiana in there, and Penn State in there over top of them, right?
Yes.
I hope they beat them.
That'd be cool.
I hope they beat them.
You know, I'm a family. I got people.
That's
Ohio
fine.
State, but I don't care. I'd root for Indiana in that one.
Why wouldn't you? Underdog.
Exactly.
You ready 9-0
to play this game?
Underdog. We got a game?
Yeah, you ready to play?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a fun one.
Okay.
I can't wait to play this
Should
game.
Be interesting.
You versus Max with some hockey knowledge.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, but I told Max
earlier, I give Max a nod on this one, but...
You think so?
I'll put an effort in.
All right, we'll see how it goes. Stay with us. We got a game coming up on Bob and Jeff on KFH.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240.
It is
time to play the game.
It is. All right, here's what we're going to do.
What are we doing?
We are going down the career goals scored list in the NHL. I'm going to ask you a player who has scored. I'm going to just go straight down the list. A player who has scored 500 or more goals but played for two or more teams. Okay?
But played for two or more teams.
You're going to tell me, and you get get 3 points possible per team, per question. You can tell me the team they played the most games for. That's for 1 point. Most seasons, that is. You can tell me any other team they played for. And you can tell me one of the 12 players who scored 500 goals but only played for one NHL team.
Oh, this is confusing.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, just name guys who scored lots of goals.
No, I'll tell you the guy.
You're going to tell me the guy.
You tell me the player, the team he spent the most seasons with.
Okay.
And then you can name one other team he played for. And then you can tell me one of the 12 players who have 500 goals and played for one NHL team.
Oh, boy.
Max, does that make sense to you? Yeah. As defending champion, would you like to go first or second?
Oh, my defending champion.
I don't know.
No, you're just the defending champion.
I'll let the pro player go first.
All right. Jason?
Give me an easy one to start with.
Well, we're just going straight down the list.
Oh, okay.
Wayne Gretzky.
Edmonton Oilers.
That's correct.
He also played for the New York Rangers. And what's the other thing?
You can name one of the 12 players until we run out, because this game might go longer. One of the 12 players who scored at least 500 goals but only played for one team in the NHL.
Ovechkin.
Correct. You start with three.
Woo!
What a start. Max.
Hello.
Jaromir Jagr.
Played in Pittsburgh.
Correct.
Played for the Boston Bruins.
Let me make sure.
He did.
I believe
he did.
A year. Why,
he,
I don't know.
He did play.
Yeah, I don't know why he went there either and played for that. I don't.
Well, he did play for the Boston Bruins.
Then he went over to Czechoslovakia and played.
And you can name one player who scored 500 goals but only played for one team in the NHL.
Yeah, it wasn't him. Maurice the Rocket Richard.
That is correct. Mm,
good one.
We are tied at three.
He's reaching back for that one, too.
I think he was
back
like
in the day.
I think he was like the first to score 50 or something.
Well, whatever he was, he's correct. Jason.
Yeah.
Brett Hull.
Well, St. Louis.
That's correct.
And then What are the things again?
You can name any other team he played for another point.
Detroit.
Yes.
Played in Detroit.
And one player who scored 500 goals but only played for one team.
Since I go, he was one of my favorite players, if not my favorite, Steve Yzerman.
Steve Yzerman is correct.
Stevie Y.
It is 6-3. Max, your player is Marcel Dion.
Played for the Los Angeles Kings.
Did.
Yes.
In the Montreal Canadiens.
He was traded.
Marcel Dion?
I think he was traded.
He did not play for
I don't think he played for the Canadiens.
That he played?
He did not. But you still can name a...
I don't think so.
Where'd he come from then?
Well, that question's over. So you can name a player with 500 goals.
Mike Bossy.
One team. That's correct.
Good one.
But I'm trying to think where Marcel Dion was traded, either to the Kings or from the Kings.
Didn't he play for the Rangers? Did he play for the Rangers?
He played for Detroit.
Detroit.
To start
that's
his
it.
Career, then the Kings for a long time, then he finished with the Rangers. Jason.
Yeah.
Phil Esposito.
Chicago.
That's true.
Most seasons played.
Boston.
Yeah, yes.
Well, I'm giving you, I give you both, right?
You have to start with most seasons played.
Oh. Okay, well then, all right. If I got it wrong, I got it wrong.
No.
But that's okay.
I'll give it
that's
to you.
That's Boston. I mean.
I'll give that to you. You didn't know.
No, I butchered it.
Okay, then no point.
Okay.
Any other
Chicago
team you played for? Yes.
He was involved in the greatest trade in Bruins history.
Which, what?
He was involved in two of the best trades in Bruins history
when he came there.
And then they traded him and Ken Hodge and Carol Vatney for Brad Park, Jean Rattel, Rick Middleton.
All your boys.
Hi-yo.
All your boys. So now I got to give, what, one of the 12 players?
Yes. 500 goals, one NHL team.
Well, we got to go with Mario Lemieux.
That's correct. Max. Mike Gartner.
Oh, back. You'll get these. Oh, most seasons, though. That might be tough.
Washington.
Correct.
Oh, not for you.
Any other team?
Oh, what'd he do? I don't know where he went after that. Toronto.
He did play for Toronto. And one of the 12. This would be the sixth one, I guess.
There's 12.
Yes.
I think I know one more.
I don't know if he had 500 goals. Daryl Sittler.
Incorrect. We are tied.
Crap.
We're tied?
No, it's Jason 8, Max 7.
Oh, it's close.
Through three rounds.
Jeez, Sittler didn't get the 500 goals?
Well, I guess not.
Yeah, it's Daryl.
Jason.
Yeah.
Mark Messier.
Edmonton.
Most seasons?
Edmonton.
Okay, yes, that's correct. Any other team he played for?
Well, the Rangers.
Yes, that's correct. Now a one team guy.
Crosby?
Yes, that's correct.
Now I can't think of any more of the single guys. That's my problem.
Yeah, they're tough. There's some guys, though. You might be able to get two, maybe three. Max.
Hi-yo.
Your player is Timu Solane.
I want to say Winnipeg, but I know he was in the...
Timu?
Was he in Winnipeg?
I need most seasons.
Oh, I can see him. Timu Solane. I can't think.
Can't 5 seconds.
Toronto.
I can't. Incorrect.
No, I think you're right.
He played in Winnipeg for a little bit.
Yeah.
He played forever, 15 years for the Mighty Ducks of Anaheim.
Oh.
I wouldn't have got that
either,
team.
But how did I not?
Make me commissioner, and they'll be one of the teams that will be gone. Anaheim.
Well, he played 15 years for him. What's your guess for another team that he played for?
Winnipeg.
Yes, that's correct. And can you name one of the five remaining players who scored 500 goals in the NHL but only played for one NHL team?
No, that's not it.
Oh, there's only 11.
Henri Richard, the pocket rocket.
Incorrect. I missed Gordie Howe's 1 year at the bottom with Hartford.
Yes.
So we'll take him off the board.
Saw Gordie play with Hartford.
So that was my bad.
Actually, it warmed up with Gordie Howe when I was in Saskatoon.
Ooh.
He was doing a thing back, well, this is obviously, so this would have been in 92. And so he was, because he's from the area, and so he came and dressed with us in the room. We were BSing with him. And then he came out during warm-up in the Western Hockey League and skated around with us in warm-up, took warm-up with us. It was pretty cool. That's my Gordie Howe story.
That's
the only time I ever met him.
I love it.
You actually gave him a pass. Put it in his feet.
Whoops.
Well, I was nervous, man. Gordy Howe.
I can imagine.
He was ripped when he was
He was younger. In great shape, and he was in his 50s, I think, then.
Ridiculous.
He reminded me of myself, but different.
Quite a bit different, yes.
Heavy on the different, but he reminded me of myself. Just saying.
No, I feel you.
Okay.
Luke Robitaille.
Oh, I know.
Well, that'd be the Kings.
Yes.
He was on my list.
And then that would be Rangers.
He did play for the Rangers. Can he get one of the remaining 500 goal, one team?
The only one I can think of, and it should still be the same team, would be Sakic. Because didn't he, it was Quebec, and then
Colorado?
They went to Colorado because they moved there. That's the same. Does that count?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
So the score is now 14
meeting kill.
To 8. 14 to 8.
I'm out of single guys, though. I can't even think of one. They got to be back in the day.
You're probably going to be out of single guys, although there's one who might still be playing.
I got.
Or has played in recent years. Brendan Shanahan, Max.
Detroit.
Yes, that's correct. Any other team you played for?
I can. Wasn't New Jersey, was it?
Is that a guess?
Yeah, New Jersey.
He did play for New Jersey.
Did he?
5 years at the beginning.
I was thinking the Blues, St. Louis.
St. Louis, he also played for. And you have a few choices left.
Bobby Hull.
No.
Where'd he come? He went to the WHA, and didn't he come back to Chicago?
I'm going to check, but he was not on my list. He played.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't see
I think
Bobby
that's pretty
Hull.
Good. Pretty good guess, but I don't.
He played for Hartford and Winnipeg.
What? Hartford and Winnipeg?
Because Winnipeg was in the
WHA. I guess I'll take him off
the
board, too.
Hartford
Whalers, yeah.
Yeah, I could
see. Was it the New England Whalers? That was WHA until they. But
it said HAR. Jason.
Yeah.
Dave Andrechuk.
Andrechuk. Buffalo.
Yes, that's
right?
Correct. Yes.
Most seasons. And then he played in a bunch of places. Did he go to Toronto after that, or did he go to the Rangers? Say Toronto.
Yes, that's correct. And one of the remaining team.
How many left? I can't. I don't.
That guy's left. There's four left.
I don't. Oh. No. I can't think of one. So don't say any.
I won't.
Max gets them, but I can't think of any. That's a long time, man. Oh, I think I got one.
Well, your turn will come up next. Max, Jerome Iginla.
Calgary.
Yes.
That was a good guess.
Well, he played for
He played forever there.
Yeah.
Any other team he played for?
Then he bounced around for a little while.
Vancouver.
Incorrect.
Did he play in Colorado?
He did. 3 seasons.
Was it when they were
played for the Kings, Boston, and Pittsburgh too.
Played against Iginla when I was in back to the Western Hockey League.
Can you get one of these last four one team guys?
Gilbert Perreault.
Correct.
Oh, very
from
nice.
From Buffalo.
Very nice.
The French Connection line.
Jerome Iginla was in Kamloops when we played them in the Western Hockey League final to go to the Memorial Cup. We took him to game 7. We lost. But listen to this lineup. So it was third line against third line, you know, basically. So it was myself, a guy named Kirby Law, and a guy named Trevor Ethier. And guess who we were lined up against? Jerome Iginla, Shane Doan, Nat Domenichelli, and their extra guy that they would rotate in on that line, Darcy Tucker.
Oh, get out.
That's who we lined up against in that 7-game series. Are you kidding me? That was their third line. All those guys played like over 10 years in the NHL.
And you know you're tough if you're a guy named Darcy.
He was tough.
Is that fair?
And you know another guy they had too that played, not Nat Domenichelli. There's another guy played in the NHL for a while.
I thought you said him.
Did I say him?
Yeah.
I don't know. There were so many. It was ridiculous lining up against all these NHLers.
Jason, Dino Cicerelli.
Oh,
Minnesota.
Yes, that's correct.
I remember, he was
Dino.
Really good.
He ended up in... He ended up in Detroit for a little while.
He sure did.
He was playing with Stevie Y. Oh, the one guy was Mandano?
No.
Where did he go after that? I better not say unless he pops up.
He might pop up.
It's the only one I could think of.
That was a good guess. That's the one I was thinking would be on the list too, but he was not. There's only three left. Max, how about Yari Curry?
Oh, come on. I can get this one.
Edmonton.
Yes.
Good job, Max. Helped out you probably with Gretzky with 2,000 assists. Mm. You're going to score some goals.
Any other team you think he played for?
Everybody went to the Rangers at one point.
Exactly. That's if you're in doubt, just say the Rangers.
Everybody went to the Rangers.
He did go to the Rangers for 1 year, believe it or not. Do you have one of those one team guys?
I don't think he had that many goals, but I'll say Bobby Clark.
Incorrect. One more round here?
Sure.
Jason, your guy is Mark Recchi.
Mark Recchi. Philadelphia?
Yes.
Did he go to the Rangers? I'll say the Rangers.
Yes,
bro. He had to, right? Everybody goes to the Rangers. But he did not.
Played for the Bruins for 5 minutes.
Yeah, 3 years, in fact. 180 games.
That's where it was. It wasn't the Rangers. We got
played
stuck
for
on
Pittsburgh
the Rangers.
And Montreal for a long time, too.
Pittsburgh, that was it. That's one I should have got.
Yeah,
I should have got Pittsburgh.
And can you get one of these last three?
I can't. I've been trying to think of those guys. I can't. I don't. No, I don't got anybody.
All right. Max, Patrick Marleau. Most seasons.
Dallas?
Incorrect. He played, a long time for one team. Do you know Jason? Not for a point, but...
San Jose.
Yeah. 1,600 games. Any other team he played for?
Did he play in Dallas?
He did not.
Did he go to Anaheim for a little while?
He did not. He went to Toronto and then Pittsburgh for 8 games.
That's it.
And then back to San Jose to close it out.
Man... Who are the single guys? Give me a team from the single guys. The single guys that were left.
I know one was Chicago.
Oh, I know it. Stan
Mikita.
The Man.
Yeah, that's him. There was one that was Montreal in the 50s and 60s.
Not Frank Mahovlich. He played in Toronto.
Did you say
the other Mahovlich?
You said Beliveau already, didn't you?
No, Jean Beliveau.
Yes. And the other one is a current player. I don't know if I should tell you the team.
Current player. Well, if you say the team, then we'll get it. But he's a current player. So who's out there?
It's been around for...
And he just passed 500 goals this year. He has 501.
Oh, I probably saw that game.
He's been a centerman. For a long time. Hart Trophy winner. Calder Trophy winner. Stanley Cup winner.
Bergeron. No.
Jason, do you have a final guess? He's out of...
Evgeny...
that's who
Malkin.
It is. Evgeny Malkin. That's correct.
What's the Pittsburgh guys?
Yeah.
Pittsburgh's. Crosby, Lemieux, Malkin.
Crazy.
They got three of the guys on the list that are... 500 goals in the same, that's crazy.
Team.
That's crazy.
That is wild, isn't it? All right, that was a fun game.
Good game.
I enjoyed it. We were going to talk about Wichita events, but I guess we didn't do that. But did you know the National Junior College Association Division I Men's and Women's Soccer Championships are coming to Stryker?
I did not know that.
Did you know that Wild Lights is on at the zoo?
I'd heard something about
that. 6 to 9 p.m. Wednesdays through Sundays through December 22nd.
I gotta get back to the zoo. I always liked going to the zoo when the kids were younger.
Zoo's fun. It's starting to get a little cold for the zoo, though.
Yeah, a little bit. You got to go late afternoon, probably be the best time now.
We don't have a high above 67 for the next 10 days, at least. And I doubt since we'll be by then in mid-November, maybe we'll get to a 70-degree day once in a while, but I wouldn't bet on it.
No. Is next week supposed to be cold?
64, 67, 56, 55, Monday through Thursday.
So mornings will be cold.
39, 46, 42, 37, 36.
Yeah, that's cold.
That is cold. I don't like that.
Wednesday, high of 53 with wind. Thank you, no.
Little rain Friday.
I got to get some bushes taken out of my yard. I've been trying to do it, and it has not been going very well.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. It's driving me nuts.
I have to go vote after the show.
There you go.
Going to do my civic duty.
Because there's a thing tonight.
There is a thing now.
Today. All day.
All day it's happening. CNN tells me final hours of voting are underway. Nothing by way of any kind of results or anything like that, obviously, because the polls haven't
closed. So what, they come in at what, like 7 o'clock? Is that when they start rolling in?
I guess.
I'm asking. I don't know.
It'll be about then. A lot of people voted early. What time do polls close in Kansas?
6?
7 o'clock.
7?
7 o'clock. For those in the central time zone, get this, though.
What?
For those in the mountain time zone, 7 o'clock also.
Oh, so if you were close, you could drive across and vote? Does that work?
Yeah, if it's like 7 here.
And you could get there in half an hour.
Ooh, that's not a bad idea.
You could still vote. Right?
Yeah. What a brilliant, I never thought.
I come up with these things once every 6 to 7 months.
Occasionally it happens.
A great insight on something.
You just blew everybody out of the water.
Boom. Just like that.
Blew our minds.
You're welcome.
What did we accomplish today? Anything?
Absolutely nothing.
We went through that 5A bracket to start the show. I thought that was probably the highlight of the show.
That was a good start.
That was a great start.
I like that.
That set the tone.
It did set the tone. Gotta set the tone. Come on, boys. Set the tone out here.
Speaking of setting the tone, you'll be upset with me about this.
Uh-oh.
I have a guy at our office in the newsroom, morning producer. His last name is Shores. I've never once called him Shoresy.
That's disappointing.
It is disappointing. What's wrong with me?
That's disappointing.
But shouldn't...
You better start.
But shouldn't, on the other hand, Shoresy be...
Shoresy?
...reserved for Shoresy?
That's a valid point. Man, that's tough.
Yeah, I was thinking about that because I was like, I've got to explain this somehow to Jason. He'll be livid.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't call him Shoresy at least once. We gotta leave Shoresy to Shoresy.
Probably so.
Yeah, I think you're right. Shoresy is Shoresy, and that's just the way it is.
He's
going to be coaching.
Maybe.
Can't wait.
Or unless he takes the media gig.
No, he's going to coach.
You think he's going to coach?
Yeah. Can you see him on the bench?
Is he going to coach?
Can you imagine the chirps from the bench?
He's got to wear a suit, though.
No, he won't. He won't wear a suit.
What's he going to wear?
His hoodie.
To coach?
Yeah, why not?
No, it's Shoresy.
It's in the no-show.
Yeah, but...
It's the no-show. You can wear whatever you want.
Even Sanguinette tried to...
Belichick wore a hoodie his whole
career. But even Sanguinette tried to dress up a little bit.
Yeah, but that's Sanguinette. That's not Shoresy.
All right, we'll see.
Shoresy. He'll do whatever he wants.
I guess.
And he'll let you know about it.
All right, thanks everyone for listening today. Bob and I will be back tomorrow. We'll see you then. Later.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Each year, KellyBlueBook.com ranks vehicles on the road for predicted future resale value. And for 2026, Toyota dominates the top of the list. 4Runner ranks number 3. The Tundra is number 2. And the Tacoma is number 1 overall again. The fact is, Toyota works hard on both ends of ownership. With special low APR financing rates available on Tacoma and Tundra right now at your local Toyota dealer. But also because you're getting trucks that are built to lead in affordability tomorrow. 4Runner, Tundra, and Tacoma are all expected to vastly outperform the average vehicle in resale value after 5 years of ownership, according to KBB, which can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. That kind of affordability is hard to find anywhere else. So stop by your local Toyota dealer or visit Toyota.com and start shopping today. Projected resale value information is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.